to actually do the things they love. And that's how I came into running different setups like Synergy Room and so on. And I realized that, okay, so this is something that I want to build even more on. And that's when I started to look into becoming a public speaker and other platforms to inspire others.
When you were young, you started off the business pretty soon. Was there any time that you hit a wall or you thought nothing would work? And how did you overcome that?
Whenever you try to do something that is new to you or that the people around you don't do, you will be presented with many walls. And it's basically up to you not to hit the wall. The thing is that you need to be prepared for failure. Especially in Sweden, failure is something negative. But if you go to Silicon Valley, for example, failure is actually something that you build on.
Mm-hmm. It's inspiring almost.
Yeah, it's something that people look up to, that you've been part of something that failed. That means that you learned a lot. If you never fail, you don't learn as much. You don't question your decisions because the decisions was obviously right. And you never be in a situation where you really think about why and what you're doing. So I would say that the most important thing is to be prepared to fail, not to plan to fail, but actually don't feel that the failure is a failure because it's one step closer to the success.
Okay, so we're going to move into one of our topics we wanted to discuss today, the changing retail industry. To me, there seems to be a divide in the culture of the industry. Some people believe that online is everything. People aren't going to want to leave their homes or their laptops, so you better jump aboard the digital instant access order from your fingertips train or be left behind. However, there's this other school of thought that believes that everything being put online, there's a lot more value in a physical store, you know, being able to bring your customers in and see and touch your product. So my question to you is, how do you see these two schools of thought diverging going forward? Do you see much change coming to one, or do you see them both coexisting?
I would say it's not up to the industry to define. It's up to the consumers to show their expectations. And that is something that the industry have a really hard time to analyze and understand. But definitely they will coexist, but I think they will blend together. The consumers don't really care about how, where, and why they use these different platforms. They just want to use the platform that is most suitable for them right there and then. If I want to touch and feel something, I go to a store. Or if I want to have professional advice, I talk to someone that knows most about the product.
What is listening to consumers? What should companies do to make sure they're making their choices based on what consumers are trying to tell them?
If we look at e-commerce, for example, e-commerce is a concept or a method that we are applying to meet consumers online and to sell products to them online.